You are listening to Get Your Sexy Back podcast with Kim Coffin, empowerment, sex, love, and relationship coach. My goal is to bring you uncensored healing and pleasurable wellness through sacred sexuality, sex positivity, and empowerment that feels good to your body. So as a collective, we can release shame, reclaim the places we've been most disempowered, reconnect to our body, remember who we are, and step into our unapologetic power. Basically breaking down the walls of our conditioning and the patriarchy together. My pussy is so excited that you are here. Let's drop into this week's episode. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Today is a super special episode with moi. You get me solo today. I'm giving a nice recap and update as to what has been going on with me. Today is actually the last time I'll be recording in this sexy little Airbnb we have been staying in for the last, I don't know, 5-6 weeks. If you haven't heard already about the episode of Three Moves and a Fire, you're going to want to check that out because guess what? I am moving again next week, but this time it is a permanent move. We actually have decided to up and break the original lease because they weren't going to let us back in until middle end of June or maybe beyond, which was absolutely insane for just some smoke damage that needed to have the place repainted and all. So my partner and I decided we were not going to sit around and wait for some insurance adjuster to decide when we could actually have our house and our stuff and our life back. So we decided to break the lease in the early days of February, and we are moving in a few days. I am so, so excited. And with that came a decision in the last 2 weeks for me to actually take a pause and take a reset in my business. So actually, as of today, until April, I am taking just a really well-needed break and reset in my business to move, to complete some divorce, you know, stuff, legal stuff and behind the scenes, to, you know, move and get settled and just get resituated. I needed a reset, and I want to kind of model this for all my people out there who listen or, you know, listening all the time and like, hey, how do we do this pleasure thing? How do we incorporate this into our life? And hey, I get it. Not everybody can take time off. And I don't even know if it's a great idea for me, but I feel like this is just what pussy has literally been calling me to do, is to take this time off, to rejuvenate, to rest, to redecorate, to resettle. The last few months has been really insane. And I've handled it like a freaking badass. I have to admit, I have been so well grounded. I have been sleeping. I have been working out. We have been eating well. We have been doing all the things. And I still need a little bit of a reset. And that is okay. So it is reset month for me. Of course, you are going to be continuing to get amazing past episodes being re-released each week just to keep you guys all in the loop and keep you supported in whichever ways leaves you feeling the most supported. And yeah, I'll be back in April. I haven't exactly decided what I'm doing this month. I'm waiting for it to show. First, we're moving, right? First, we're moving next week. And for the probably the whole week after, it's like, okay, let's do this again. Let's do move number 4. And I am excited for it. This one feels really, really good and really exciting. I'm really excited to move to this new place and just start what I thought was starting in December that didn't actually happen, right? So yeah, I plan to do a ton and a ton of sacred sexuality and tantra practices. I plan to, you know, simply wake up when I wake up, which is typically around 7 a.m. these days because I'm going to bed so early and sleeping so well, which, yeah, I brag, I'm sleeping well, even through the middle of menopause, almost at menopause here. I can't quite decide. My body hasn't quite decided yet, right? So I'm, of course, holding that and holding all of this stuff. What was I going to say there? I totally forget. Oh, well, menopause, perimenopausal brain, blip, just kind of disappeared there. So yeah. I know what I was saying. I was going to do. I plan on taking long baths and I plan on taking time to journal and nourish and support myself and just really drop back into my feminine, drop back into more flow, more being. I think over the last 3-4 months, I definitely have been more in my masculine, which has been more in the doing and going and packing and moving again, and insurance adjuster upon landlord, upon divorce stuff, upon, you know, all of this doing. And that's great and all. And hey, we are capable, we are able to do. But what I'm really deeply craving right now is to be in my feminine, is to surrender into the being, just simply with myself, with my thoughts, with my process, with my sexy relaxation time, with really infusing more sacred sexuality practices into my everyday, even if it's 5 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours. Who knows, right? Like whatever I want to do, I get to do after this move. And that's what I know my body deeply, deeply craves. So yeah, I'll be dropping in and literally following along with all the sacred sexuality practices that I offer in my Sacred Pleasure membership. So if you're like, ooh, that sounds really good, I want some more sacred sexuality practices, check out the Sacred Pleasure membership. It's $44 a month. And it gives you all of these practices that I'm going to be surrendering into, because I know I need it, which is really nice to be able to give that to myself and to honor the time that I've been going and going and going for the last few months. And just simply coming back home into my body in a real deep way. I'm always in my body. I think you all know that. But it's time to really deepen and go inwards and see what comes out of, again, my innate, deep inner wisdom. What does my body want to create? What do I want to see on the horizon? I'm seeing in-person workshops coming up. I don't know how or when yet. This is my time to surrender into being and actually start seeing if I want to create, seeing where that comes, maybe some visualization, some five senses reality, and just seeing really what's in there. Where does my pussy want to go next? I'm really looking forward to some in-person. I know that's coming. I can already see some couples retreats coming for some small intimate groups for five or six couples, maybe this spring. Like June is June spring. Technically, we're moving into summer then, right? But spring, summer this year, I can see some tantra retreats coming for couples in person, which I'm so excited about. And I'll actually be hosting them in my new place, which is like so delicious. You're going to love it. And yeah, this is, if you want on the wait list on this, by the way, please shoot me an email, kim@getyoursexyback.ca, because there is only going to be space for about five couples. Haven't figured out how it's going to work. Haven't figured out pricing. All I know is it's a couple days, a little mini retreat for you and your sexy loved one that you want to get away with and learn how to reconnect in sacred sexuality with tantra, learning deep intimacy tools, learning amazing communication tools and ways to show up in the bedroom, but also out of the bedroom. Delicious, delicious way of increasing the intimacy and opening the lines of communication and opening up your vulnerability in a way that you can be seen and be loved and be seen in being fully seen. Does that make sense? In a way that you can be seen for being fully yourself. That makes more sense. Right. So this is what the Tantra Couples Retreats are for. And I've run them before. There was the virtual Tantric Weekend Retreats for couples in 2021 and 2022. I led them online and they were amazing. But oh my gosh, to offer them in person, that is what I want to do. So that is where we're going to head. And we'll see. We'll see if there's some other retreats for women alone, solo, like just women, coming together in women's circles, something like that feels really, really juicy as well. But I'm not quite sure. So if you're already knowing you want on these wait lists, please shoot me an email and I'll make sure to add you to the top of the list, because I know they will not last very long for these spots because they're going to be so limited. And I'll shoot out you some info whenever they do become available then. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing this next many, many weeks. We'll see. I might disappear and go to California and meet my bestie. I might look at working with another world-renowned tantra teacher that I have been dreaming of working with. We will see if that comes about and what comes and works. And I'm just staying open. I really want to stay open. I don't want to fill my calendar. I don't want to overload and again, start doing and being in my masculine. I really want to drop in and be in my feminine. We are just coming out of winter and I feel like I kind of need another extra little hibernation just to ground and reset. So I wanted to share a little update to make sure you were all in the know. Please stay tuned. The Get Your Sexy Back program will be starting in April if you're wanting into that. I'll drop the link in the show notes as well. You can sign up and save your spot for that. We'll be starting that in April. That'll be online once a week. There's a live and a recorded video, live and recorded call, I guess, and program for you to follow along, as well as a ton of different practices and so forth. So if you want more live coaching along with the Get Your Sexy Back program, that is a program that you want. I also have a couple spots open in April, not yet, for private one-on-one coaching or one-on-two. So that is for women only or for couples only. I also work with men only. Why did I say women only? Don't know. That is for singles or couples, two spots for private coaching. And if you want something now, there's two options. You can hop into the Jade Egg program, which is on my website. It is self-serve at getyoursexyback.ca, where you get 6 weeks of intense Jade Egg content that'll take you through a whole system of through 6 weeks of Jade Egg, of reconnecting to your body and your sensuality and your sexuality and your pussy and your innate inner knowing, just specifically around the Jade Egg. And these are practices that I use still to this day. Like when I started practicing with Jade Egg, I started in 2018. And some of these practices, like the first week reclaim, is the one that I go back to over and over and over. It's such a beautiful practice. And the last week, the remembrance practice, is again another one of my favorite practices, where I could come back to that over and over and over for 6 months at a time. So as much as it's 6 weeks of a Jade Egg course, these are practices, six different weeks of practices, where you can use these for the rest of your life. And that is your program then for the rest of your life. So that's on my website. It's the Jade Egg program, and it's like $444 for lifetime ownership of it. And then the Sacred Pleasure membership is $44 a month. And you have access to like 20 different months of practices and meditations and workshops and pleasure practices, live and recorded. So they're all in there. And if you want more coaching, then look at the Get Your Sexy Back program starting in April. It's also $444, and it's about 10 weeks total that we'll be together going through the program. And if you want to look at doing private coaching, whether for you and your special someone or just for you, then there'll also be a link in the show notes for you to book a complimentary call with me in April, and we'll get you set up. And if you already know, you're like, I'm in, then just email me, kim@getyoursexyback.ca, and we can sort out the paperwork and the behind the scenes stuff in the meantime. So that is it for today. I hope you all have a beautiful, beautiful ending of winter, coming into spring, and just really are also nourishing and taking care of your bodies and your mental and your spiritual and your physical selves, so that you can be the best versions of yourself that you desire to be, because you deserve it. And that's it. That's it for now. Till next time, everyone, have a fabulous, fabulous turned on day wherever you are. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you got a juicy nugget or two, scroll down on whatever app you're listening to and leave a 5-star rating and review. I invite you to follow me, join the conversation, the weekly lives, and a lot of other amazing free content in my private Facebook group, Let's Get Your Sexy Back. You can also friend me personally on Facebook, Kim Coffin, and follow me on Instagram at Get Your Sexy Back Coach. If you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, don't be shy. Reach out. I'd love to connect with you.